the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He, His own self, bore our sin in His body upon the tree. This Sunday is dedicated to the priesthood. What is a priest? What is a priest? Good question that you might ask even to the clergy, and you will be astonished by the different answers that you might get. Is a priest a social worker, leader of a community? No doubt. It might be part of the description of his job description. Indeed, the priest is to attend the needs of his flock in many situations. But if we reduce the priest to that part of the job, he's a pretty bad priest because he's a bad social worker. He doesn't have the means to do it. Professionals are here to help us in these matters. Is he a food bank director? Is a priest here to feed the whole world and the whole flocks? Yes, indeed. That's part of his job. But once again, that is not the essence of what the priest is. Is a priest the guardian of the planet, environmentalist, here to warn people about how to save the earth? That's part of his job. Indeed, because the priest is going to help you to behave and to take care of what you need to be good stewards of the goods that serve you and that you serve. But that's not the essence of his job. Is he a banker? Unfortunately, must be time to time, but that's not his job. Absolutely not. That is not the priest's concern to deal with these matters. He is here to help you to share the goods that God bestowed upon you. Is he a banquet leader, inviting you to a meal to share together and to have good time every Sunday at Mass and to have a social activity, sharing the bread, showing a sign of communion, shaking hands? That is part of the job. Indeed, the Holy Eucharist is a meal. But that's not the essence of the Eucharist. That's not circumstantial. He bore the sins on his flesh, on the tree. That's what the priest is. The man of sacrifice. The man of the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, continued in his person. The priest is a man. Therefore, a stupid person, a human being, chosen among the people, to carry a mission way beyond his possibility, way beyond his own person. That he is totally incapable to bear by his own. But that is through the weakness of the man that Christ goes through. And as the priest, the man who is a priest, disappears, he is invisible, then our Lord Jesus Christ appears. And then you are able to find in the priest the leader that you need, the social worker, the food banker, the banker, the professional of some sort. He is here to do all of these things because he preaches our Lord Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ crucified. The priest is a leader. We speak a lot about clericalism today, about abuse of power. But what is power? What is authority? What is the sense of command? The whole church is based in obedience. From the top, the Pope, our dear Francis, to the bishop, to your pastors. Is the command and the power given to each individual for their own sake? Absolutely not. To be a leader, and you all are leaders, is first and foremost to be a servant. The mission that is given to you, or to the priest, is a mission of service. You have received so many gifts that give you the possibility to be in this position of power. Grace of God. So you are parents, father and mothers, position of power and responsibility. You are having some employees, power, responsibilities. Whatever you do, at any level, we all have responsibilities. Just the fact that we walk the street, we are examples. And we show, or should show, our Lord Jesus Christ living in us. Power and responsibility. And this power and responsibility is not about me, it's about others. And it's given to you for your family, for the society, for your group, for the parish of the priest, the diocese of the bishop, the church of the pope. And a good leader has always in his mind the desire to create unity for the whole group, for the best of the group. The good leader also has always in mind that the group is not made of nothing but individuals, and therefore that each person in the group has an outstanding importance. And to sacrifice one of the flock, one of the sheep, in order to save the group is absurd and cannot be. All and each are important. I might have told you already, or you might have heard it, one day my superior came to my office. It was after Christmas. And Behind my desk was a flower, a poinsettia. And the poinsettia didn't look good. So he told me, "Father, your flower need water." I say, "Yep, I think that's beyond that. It's over." I said, "Is that your flower?" "Yes, it is." "Should you have taken care of it?" "Yes, Monseigneur, I should have. I'm sorry. But you know, I don't have green thumb and flowers is not my thing. I have it, and every time I go to the office, I see it, I think I should put water, but I sit at my desk, I do my job, and I forget. And day after day, and the flower died." So he insisted, sir, "But that's your flower. That's your responsibility. You have power and responsibility upon it." Say, "Yes, Monseigneur, I get your point. I should have taken care of it. This is mine and this is my responsibility." And before he left, or just after he left the room, he came back and said, "By the way, Father, how many among your parishioners are like this flower? You don't care of them, you don't water them." That's a good question for all of us. How many people do we have in our lives that we should care of, that we have responsibility about? Our neighbors, the ones that we meet every day, those are the ones that we have to take care. And there's this great new doctrine saying that we are all priests and there is no ministerial priest anymore. Because through your baptism, they say, you are all priest, Christ's prophet, which is true, of course. But only the priest, through his ordination, is able to offer the sacrifice. And yet, we all partake that reality. And that all of us, in a mysterious way, needs to take the cross, to partake the weight of the cross, to offer the sacrifice in a certain way with our Lord Jesus Christ, to take care of each other. And therefore, yes, we are going to take care of the planet. Yes, we are going to take care of the welfare of our neighbors, of seminarians, etc., etc., because we all belong to the one flock that is under our Lord Jesus Christ, the same body, the same head. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.